Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you, those that work so hard for your money. And you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, right? Not 30 or 40 years from now, but you want it right now so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about getting rich. It's not just about having your own financial freedom and making a lot of money and then disappearing off the face of the planet. No, this is about creating a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you now have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those that are around you. Guys, I appreciate you allowing me to create the ripple effect through you. I couldn't do it without you. You guys seriously are the coolest listeners. And really, I love hearing the stories you guys have. In fact, I invite you right now, shoot us an email, info@moneyripples.com, and just say if you've actually gotten anything out of this podcast, I would love to hear it. Sometimes I kind of feel like I'm talking to myself, but in truth, I really do care. I want you guys to get the biggest results possible. And so love to hear from you guys there.
Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com.
All right, guys. So I want to talk about today about financial freedom. Is it really possible in your situation, right? Can you really achieve it? Because the truth is, like, I know I have full faith that what we do for clients, I mean, we have 100% success rate, meaning that if somebody hires us, they're going to create passive income. All they have to do is invest. It's not hard. And I realize that I take that for granted sometimes, that when we do that, it actually is making a difference in people's lives. Because sometimes I get caught in the gap. I think, man, if they aren't hitting over 100% of their goal, their cash flow goal, whether it's 10, 15, 20, 30,000 a month, then it's not worth it. The reality is that they're making even a few $1,000 a month of passive income. That's dang better than almost anything you see out there today. That's a pretty amazing thing. Well, and I know for my clients, that's true too, because sometimes they hear about other clients, they'll hear from each other like, yeah, well, I did it. I got it done in less than a year. And then some people are like, it took me a couple of years. And they're like, I'm 4 or 5 years into this and I'm maybe at 40% of my goal, or maybe I'm at 20% of my goal. Maybe I'm at 80% of my goal, or whatever it might be. But the truth is that they still get consistent results. But I know for many of you, the real question, because you're not in this world, you're not in the space, you're not seeing it happen for you. Maybe you are, maybe you're doing something on your own. For the most part, many people, and I know most of you listening right now, are still trying to see if this is really possible. Is it too good to be true? Can it really happen that way? And I can bring on guests all day long, bring on our own clients and tell you, I can tell you till I'm blue in the face because it's worked for me and hundreds of other people as well. But what about you? So I want to take you through something that actually is my brain, because when I see a person's situation, I can see pretty accurately how much they can create. And the truth is, it's simple math. In fact, I'll give you a secret here. Say that, for example, we have an investment you decide to do. That investment pays you 12% a year or 1% a month. And yes, there are investments that actually do pay that contractually. Doesn't mean it's guaranteed, of course. And I'm not saying I'm an investment advisor, because we're not giving investment advice on this show. No, but I'm just saying, understand the concept. And yes, there are deals out there that pay this. Some pay more, several pay less, right? But 12%, that's 1% a month. That means if you have $100,000, that could be generating you $1,000 a month without touching your $100,000. That means you don't get to have to kill your golden goose to lay those $1,000 a month golden eggs. Understand that for me, that was a big deal, because when I was a financial advisor, right, I remember just thinking, okay, people got to live on 3%. That's it. So if you have $100,000, that's $3,000 a year, that's not even an option. In reality, you had to get people into the millions for it to even look decent, even reasonable. Because think about it, you save up $1 million to live on $30,000 a year. That's a horrible budget to live on as a millionaire, don't you think? And by the way, just another side thought as well. Notice that all the financial advice you get, most of it's around accumulating money inside of things like 401ks or really not or, and paying off your debt, right? Become debt free, save up lots of money, and you'll be financially free. That's the traditional advice. Isn't it funny that save up the money that goes into financial companies, right? Those financial companies are holding and storing that money, making guaranteed cash flow, whether you make money or not. On the flip side, the paying off the debt, that money goes to financial institutions, banks that get paid that money. Now, it's not just the debt interest, right? That's not where they make all, well, they make their money off debt interest. We get that. But they love it when you pay more on your house because you lessen their risk for the investment and you're still going to be paying all that money that they're going to turn around and lend back anyways. And they're going to lend out more than what you give them because they legally, they're allowed to lend out up to 10 times the amount of money that they have in cash reserves. Good job. That extra $1,000 a month principal you pay down your mortgage, you're feeling so happy, even though your payment and your cash flow is still the same. Nothing's changed until it's fully paid off. You're still have high risk, but now they have an extra from that $1,000 you gave them, $10,000 they can loan out and make more interest than you're ever going to make. Interesting that both of those strategies are taught to you from financial institutions, isn't it? That's why financial advisors are paid by those institutions to then teach you the same stuff. The financial experts also have worked for those institutions, which tell you to do those very things. Save up your money in their side, their portfolios, and pay off your debt. Nowhere do they talk about going into alternative investments, Main Street investing versus Wall Street investing. They don't tell you to do that because they don't get paid on it. Well, guess what? That's the difference. And so when you're trying to live on 3%, that's just not enough, is it? It just doesn't work. So yeah, you've been taught and trained to say, yeah, hopefully someday I can retire. Boy, I better hope Social Security is still around. And that's truth. You really have to count on Social Security to make the traditional retirement method work. The truth is, most of you, if you're older, you probably won't hit $1 million. Maybe some of you have, and that's great. The younger generation will hit $1 million, but that's because inflation will be so much worse. $1 million won't mean that much in the future. It's like how I used to think $100,000 was an amazing amount of money. And now you're like, yeah, that's like a minimum investment for a lot of these alternative investments, right? So it's not that special anymore to have $100,000. $1 million in the future will be the same way. So if you're younger, yeah, you'll probably hit $1 million, but it won't be enough to live on. You'll still live in poverty. So you need multi-millions dollars to do that. You can understand that as a financial advisor, this is what depressed me, right? Because I'm running these numbers and I'm trying to run real numbers. I'm trying to run the real S&P 500 returns being less than 8% a year. And that's if you even get as high as those returns, because most mutual funds don't even get that high. And remember, just recently, I ran the numbers again, 30-year average, the actual yield of the S&P is 7.65%, not 10 or 12%. You put those into that interest compounding interest calculator. You put in maybe 5% inflation, which I think it's higher than that, but not 2 or 3. And even when I put in 2 or 3, it was still depressing when I put in 7 or 8% returns for the stock market. It's just not good. You don't have the kind of lifestyle that you want. So could you imagine my excitement, right? When I realized, wait a minute, that same person with $1 million that would be living on $30,000 a year, they could take that money. And if they're making 1% a month, that means they're making $10,000 a month. That means what I thought they'd be making a year, they can make in a quarter, right? In 3 months instead of 12. That's incredible. $10,000 a month, $120,000 a year. Is that really possible? $500,000. If you have $500,000 sitting around, holy cow, that could turn into more money. Yes, that would turn into $5,000 a month. That's impressive. So in 2006, I was on cloud 9, not because my financial situation had changed at all, but just because I realized the possibilities of what can happen. And there are some investments that could pay you more, especially if you hold long-term, like certain types of real estate and things like that could pay you more. Not saying you're going to count on that. And in fact, you could always take Warren Buffett's advice and just say, get used to making less. What if we only made 10%? Okay, well, 10% on 500,000 is still 50,000 a year, maybe not 60,000 or 5,000 a month. But 50,000 a year is still pretty dang good, isn't it? What if you made 8% on 500,000? That's still 40,000 a year. That's still better than living on 15,000 a year based on the traditional financial model. And again, you're not using your money. We're in the traditional financial model. They're just trying not to run out of money sooner, right? You're only taking out 3% so you don't run out of money before you die, because you may not be making that much. What if the market goes down? All of a sudden you pull out money while the market goes down, it'll hardly ever recover. You're just trying to not lose money. It's like trying to crash land an airplane and hope that you don't die, you don't crash too quickly. That's really all people are doing with retirement accounts. Where we're talking about, take your money, turn into a golden goose that lays those eggs, and you keep the golden goose healthy. That's the difference. So I'm going to take you into my brain and how I calculate stuff and where you can find the resources to invest your money. It's literally the answer of where, because people say, oh, you're probably holding back. I'm not holding back, guys. I'm actually giving you a lot of the answers. Now, am I telling you the people we're investing with? No, I don't tell you that because that's reserved for our VIP clients. And really, we want to make sure it's a good matchup if we're going to introduce somebody to them. Because again, there are no guarantees. And the truth is the strategies, even if there's great returns, may not fit what somebody's goal is or what they're really, what they're trying to do with their money. It might be a different focus. Whether they're going for cash flow and you go into a growth type of investment where you have to wait 5-6 years and see those returns actually show up, that's not going to be a good thing for you. Versus those that say, I got IRA money, it's going to sit there forever. Put that in the growth thing. And they love it. They don't care about having more cash flow. Everybody has their own unique flavor, their own unique situation. And that's why the strategies differ. So I'm going to show you based on your situation where you can do it. And guess what? It's been there the whole time. It's actually my website, moneyripples.com. So I'm going to take you in here. And as you can see here, if you've been here, awesome. I definitely invite you to go check it out. But you'll see right here, either at the top or right here, the big green button says try your passive income calculator now. Here, I'm going to take you through it. I'm going to explain what happens. So I'm going to do my own thing here. Start my calculator. Oh, that's right. I got to put in my name. So my name, Chris Miles. Here, I'll just autofill. Boom. Hey, start calculator. We keep changing this up because we try to make it easier. We used to do it was one question at a time. Now we just put all the questions here. Notice only 10 questions. And it's very possible that some of those questions won't even apply. You might fill out only a few. So annual income. So I'm just going to put in kind of the typical client we have coming in. I'm just going to put like 200,000. Some make more, some make a little less. Not too uncommon. So 200,000 a year annual income. What are my monthly expenses? I'm going to put it at $10,000. So I'm spending $10,000 a month, right? What's my passive income goal? I'm going to say it's $10,000 a month, right? Now, just so you know, this right here, the annual income, this helps us a little bit just to kind of understand where somebody's coming from if they have extra cash, because it is calculating that a little bit. But monthly expenses, why am I asking monthly expenses? Because when we start asking about liquid savings, we're going to take out 6 months of those monthly expenses. So right here, number four, what's your total liquid savings, right? Liquid savings. Let's just say that I have $250,000. We generally recommend people have at least $200,000 to work with us one-on-one. I'm going to put in $250,000. Now, what it's going to do is going to take most monthly expenses, 10,000 times six, that's 60,000. It's only going to calculate, just like I do normally when I would do this manually, it's only going to calculate $190,000. In fact, after I put this in, you'll probably see that this negative 6,000 USD, if you ever seen a negative number, it's because you probably don't have enough cash reserves. Watch this. I put in 250,000. This should turn into $19,000 is my guess. Boom. Look at that. It's like my brain is in this calculator. Amazing. Okay. So what are my average monthly contributions to savings and 401k accounts? So this is the time we actually talk about 401ks, right? The 401ks we can't access. So I really want to find out how much you're adding to this, because that will add your savings that could also be invested in the next year. Really, I'm just trying to figure out what could you do in the next year. Oh, just so you're clear, if you haven't figured this out already, the 190,000 that was left to invest when we took the 60,000 out for emergency fund, 190,000 times 10% equals 19,000. You just take away a zero. Easy math. So average monthly contribution, this is going to add back into the number. So let's just say that with your 401k, let's just say you're saving, see if you're making $200,000, let's just say you're saving $15,000, not quite 10%. So I'm going to say $15,000, oh, sorry, monthly. That's $1,250 a month, right? So I'm saving $1,250 a month between my 401k and savings. Well, that means I'm adding $15,000. That should bump this up by $1,500. Let's see. Boom, $20,500. It's like I did this. Wow, crazy. How much money do you have in old 401ks and IRAs? Now, this should calculate into here as well. Notice I say old 401ks. Do not put in your current employer's 401k. You can't invest that money. It's locked up. That's why most of our clients stop contributing to 401ks, because it's locked up. You can't do jack squat with it. And they're in crappy funds anyways that don't even make market returns. So old 401ks and IRAs. So let's just say you've got some of that stuff too. And let's just say that we add another 200,000. What do you think is going to happen to this number? 20,000 more. Wow, 10%. Now, I will put this preface here. When you have old 401ks and IRAs, this may not lead to actual monthly cash flow unless you can actually pull them out, right? If you cash out those 401ks and IRAs, yes, that leads to cash flow. And then if you did that, you might have 20% or more less. You know, you might only have 160,000 because they hold for taxes and penalties, right? And maybe even less than that, depending on your tax bracket. So again, that number just pops in there because I put that number in. Now, market value of the home, this is not going to make it move the needle a whole lot, but let's just put that in. Let's just say that the market value of your home is $600,000. So that's what it's worth. What do you owe on your mortgage? Let's say you owe $300,000. So you see a slight increase. Now it just jumped up to $44,000. I saw it jumped up to $50,000. That's because I hadn't put in the mortgage yet. That's $44,000. So it goes up a little bit. Why? Because you can cash out up to, let's say, 80% of that mortgage, of that home's value. So 80% of $600,000 would mean you could access $480,000. That means you could potentially get a line of credit for $180,000 and invest it. Very little spread on that money. We don't show a lot because interest rates are higher. And we really kind of just count that as bonus money if you decide to do it. But it does jump the number up. Now, if you don't have any investment properties, it says what's the net cash flow you earn for investment properties? If it's zero, just put zero, right? And that means if it's applicable, enter zero, zero, right? Still 44,000. Nothing changes, does it? But let's just say that we do have cash flow coming from property. So let's just take the example of one of my clients. Remember, he was in California. He was making 200 net a month. His whole goal was trying to pay off his house, but he had 700,000 of equity in that property. Watch what happens here. Boom. $104,000. Why? Because that 700,000 of equity could be earning 70,000 a year. So you take that 70,000 minus out the 2,400, and that's where you get the 104,000 there. So I'm going to even lower that number a little bit. Let's say you have 100,000 of equity in your property, 200 bucks a month. There. Now you're back down to about 50,700. Still $50,000 in the next year. And like we said, if you receive a number above 15,000, you should probably talk to us about doing consulting, right? In other words, depending on your assets and where they are between savings, possibly old 401ks or IRAs, and or equity in your home, or if you have investment properties, those really three or four key areas, we can kind of determine what pretty accurately how much you can start creating. Now, this doesn't mean that 12 months from this moment on, you're going to have 50,000 bucks. No, what we're saying is that by the time you finally get the money deployed and it starts working for you, it could generate about 50,000 a year, assuming a 10% rate of return. Could be more, could be less, depending on what you pick as investments. And again, there's no guarantees, but that's basically how we do this. That's how we figure it out. I try to make this as easy as possible. Of course, there's other things that could happen. There are people that we see a situation where they're not managing their money well. They make good money, but they're wondering where it's all going. Well, just money management stuff, just like the cash flow secrets we talk about, that could help them free up hundreds, maybe even thousands a month there as well. We don't count that in this calculator. You could be a business owner. You could be saving money in taxes. In fact, usually we find at least $5,000 a year that some business owner can save in taxes with different strategies that we use. I just showed a business owner just the other day that she would actually save about $8,000 a year with just one tax strategy. That pretty much paid for all of her coaching with us, right? I mean, it was pretty awesome. So there are things you can be doing that can add to this number as well. We'd like to underpromise as much as we can. But again, nothing's guaranteed. You might change your mind and not invest all your money. That means you make less. Maybe you only make $30,000 next year. Still, that's the way it goes. And notice these are not humongous numbers. Now, for some people, this might feel humongous. But for a lot of our clients, again, that are kind of in that middle class, upper middle class place, this is money that they've been saving for maybe the last 10, 20 years. And they're just trying to get to work for them better instead of making a few thousand dollars a year. That's if the market smiles on them the right way. Imagine how much big these numbers get. I've seen numbers come through. It's been sometimes over $1 million has been the result. You know, usually it's because they have crazy amounts of equity in a house or something like that, right? Maybe they have like a big property or land or something. But that's the thing, guys, is like everybody's results are different. Results do vary. And that's the great thing is that you have lots of potential. And this is just not stuff that isn't hard to achieve. It's actually very simple to do. It's just a matter of one, you got to be willing to believe it, that it's actually possible because I've seen it for years. But just because I've seen it doesn't mean you've seen it, right? So you got to be open. You got to actually be an open-minded person. You can't just be closed-minded and say, ah, that's not possible. Too good to be true. No, too good to be true. If someone said you're making 100%, 200% per year, yeah, I would call bull on that depending on the investment. Even one of my investments is paying me about 40% plus a year, but I don't ever say it's guaranteed. And truthfully, even though that's true for me, it's been reality, I try not to talk about that much publicly because I don't want to get you overly high expectations. I don't want you to get high expectations because there's other investments that pay people 15, 20%. Heck, there's one investment, one company I invested with, they paid me 8% last year, but my other clients went to a different deal with that same company and made 35% last year. It varies. It really does. That's the thing, guys, is that there's so much variety here. There's so many things you could be doing, but the truth is it's possible. And not just possible, it's inevitable, right? These things work. Again, I'm not saying it's guaranteed. I'm not saying that. That's not the inevitable part, right? There could be hiccups along the way. There could be situations that happen where you might all of a sudden not get paid from a renter, right? That's happened to me too. That cuts into my cash flow that I'm making. But I can say this, that these kind of methods aren't new. The methods that we're using have been done for many, many, many years. And we've been doing these things consistently. And like I said, 100% success with our clients. If they invest money, they make money. That's pretty much how it works. Doesn't mean that there couldn't be hiccups along the way. Doesn't mean it's guaranteed, of course. But what it does mean, they're making money. That's cool. That's pretty awesome. So anyways, I just want to show you guys what's possible. Invite you guys, try out the calculator. Try it for yourself. See what you think. I think it's a lot of fun, personally. Now, please don't do it like 500 times because we see every one of those come through. But definitely try it out. See, put your actual situation here. And if it's more than 15,000, you should be talking to one of our cash flow evaluators just to make sure the numbers we're figuring out correctly. And if there's a question, guess what? Those guys ask me and say, Chris, in their situation, what do you think? That's why I said like there's a couple that any cash they could really deploy didn't have a lot in savings, but they could be saving a lot, but they weren't. And they also were business owners. Both of them had businesses, both couples, between tax savings potential and tracking their money. I told them, I said, you know what? Let's offer them one of our lower level programs. Let's get them in because we know we could help them just from a cash flow standpoint, regardless if they do any passive income investing. That's the thing, guys. Like, it's very possible for a situation like yours. If it's less than 15,000, great. We got other options for you, like the Wealth Accelerator Academy or Cashflow Secrets. Great stuff can be doing. Infinite banking is another great strategy you could do, whether you're in either category. If you're saving at least $5,000, $10,000 a year, infinite banking could be a great strategy for you to be able to save your money, have it accessible, not just for emergencies, but also accessible for investing too. So guys, thought that'd be interesting. I thought I'd give you a peek into my brain that when I see your numbers, that is what I see. It's that calculator. And it's really that formulaic. It's that easy to predict. So anyways, guys, check out moneyripples.com. Try the calculator out. But go and make it a wonderful prosperous week and see if we can even make it more prosperous for you. Make it a great day.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.